Listen, I'm not bragging, but we have a fancy shower. There's no other way to describe it. It's a fancy shower in the primary bathroom. Let me explain to you just how fancy it is, and then tell you a story about it.
Your Daily Lex.
First of all, it's a double shower. There's two shower overhead shower heads, one that's more of a rainfall one on one side and one that's a traditional shower head on the other side. And a second faucet for turning on the rain side. Then it's got the handheld attachment, and it has three body-facing sprayers as well. And then there's one handle for turning the main shower head on and off and adjusting its temperature, and a second one for choosing where the water comes from. Is it from the overhead? Is it from the handheld? Or is it from those three body-facing ones, or a combination thereof? That part, by the way, is called a diverter, a thing I learned yesterday. Yesterday, whilst using the diverter, it came off in my hand. And I was able to push it on enough to put the shower back to the overhead spraying again. And then I really wanted to fix it on my own. And boy, that faucet, or that diverter faucet, I guess I should say, it was really heavy. It was a weighty piece of material in brushed nickel. And it had a little hole in it where it looked like maybe a screw would go, or maybe not. And then I don't know what to call any of these things. The actual mechanics of the diverter I looked at, and I wasn't sure how to reattach the thing that had come off. I could see a little teeny tiny screw inside the part that's attached to the shower wall, and I couldn't tell if that was a part that was broken off from a larger screw or what. Was I supposed to screw a screw into that screw through this hole in the faucet? Like, I had no idea what to do. I tried asking ChatGPT, which is how I learned that the part I was asking about was called the diverter. But then ChatGPT was not super useful. And then I was Googling it. The information I could find wasn't that helpful, because most of the diverters you find and instructions you find about repairing them are the typical ones, which are the things, you know, if you've got a bathtub / shower, you pull or push on your diverter and the water goes from coming out the bathtub faucet to coming out the shower head. That was not what I had to fix. And I don't know the brand of my shower, because I was the one who installed it. We got it. It came with the house, and the prior homeowners had put it in there. So I'm really trying to figure it out, and I can't. And I don't want to call a plumber, because the plumber is going to be at least $150 or something like that just for the visit, and then whatever the additional time is and equipment for the repair. And I really felt like I could maybe fix this. And I'm checking YouTube, and I can't really find the right thing. I also try the method of texting Brian Warren about it for no particular reason. He was just asking how I was. And I'm like, well, here's how I am. I'm trying to figure this out. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. And he and I agree that it would be worth it to go to a hardware store, which was my plan. But I was like, man, I just don't want to go to Home Depot or Lowe's, because I find, and I'm not speaking for Brian because this does not necessarily match his experience, but I find that when I go to those places, it can be tough to get somebody to help me. And I can feel stupid if I don't know what I'm talking about. But then I remember there's also a local hardware store, like a mom and pop-ish, a family-owned hardware store, let's call it, 2 minutes from my house. So I went there in the afternoon yesterday, and I showed the one person behind the counter the thing. He's really not sure. He shows it to another person, and that person's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And so he's like, yeah, that little tiny screw, that's the thing. All you have to do is tighten it. So just use a wrench and tighten it. And I'm like, I have no way to get to that. Once I put it, like, it's, I can't really describe it to you. You're gonna have to just trust me on this, but it's a long way to travel to get to that screw and somehow tighten it. I'm like, do you have something that I could use for that purpose? And it's like, yeah. And then he goes over to their basically long Allen wrench section, and we find one that fits, and I take it home, and I'm like, if I can fix this, I'm going to be insufferable. And my friends, I am insufferable, because I did indeed fix it. It's on there real good now. And of course I kept my fancy new wrench that was $3.50 something, and it fits perfectly and gets right in there and tightens that thing back up. So I think it'll stay on for a couple more years, and then I'll have to tighten it all over again. But now I'll have the part saved. Well, the tool saved. And save the tools, save the world. Anyway, that's my story for Tuesday. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Lex.